Now, Chappie, if you're unfamiliar, as the weeks go on, we won't reset it as much probably, but Chappie is Jake's dad. And we met him when we were on a road trip in Vegas. He had moved to Vegas because that's how much he was into betting on NFL games. He was so into it that he thought he could make some good coin, and I guess he did. I guess he did well as he went out to Vegas. He doesn't follow anyone else's handicapping service. He has his own. He's got his own charts, whatever that means. That's what he told us, though, at the time. He's got his own thing. And so then he went against us head-to-head in Picks with Friends that year, and he won the whole thing. And he had a pretty good week one as well. As I look back at last week, he was 7-3. He nailed his triple play. And he is on our Buyer's Barricade ticket hotline right now. Chappie, do you read me?
Well, absolutely, Dan. How are you doing? Good afternoon to you and Sonny.
Oh, so good to hear.
Hey, Pops.
I talked to Chappie the other day.
Of course you did.
And I was in the car with my wife, and I got off the phone, and she's like, boy, he's got a great voice. She's really into you, Chappie, but she's kind of into whoever's not me. So
yeah, I have the same problem here. You know, it took me 7 years to get out of college, so there's one reason why. Anyway, I read you loud and clear, but I can see the pictures better.
Okay, well, I'd like to also welcome to the airwaves a real live American hero. He fought for our country. He was a Marine. That means he's always a Marine. He was also a quarterback, a college football Division I quarterback at the University of Tulane before he lost his job. But he became a wide receiver. He is Chappie's other son. His more productive son, Joe Kemp, brother of Jake Kemp.
It's no joke.
So Dad. Much nepotism. He has just showed up out here at Flips and Grapevine.
Yeah, I was just passing through. Hadn't ate lunch yet. Just saw it. Like, wow, they had a little burger special going on. So, yeah, I'm going to roll through.
What kind of ink you got on your bicep there? What do you got going?
Don't worry about that. That was a 19-year-old mistake.
Yeah?
That was over 10 years ago. We don't have to worry
about
that anymore.
Is this some Chinese symbol or
no,
what?
No, it's Latin. I'm not led, I lead, which is a terrible message. Like, if you really believe in leadership, that's a bad message.
To tell everybody that I'm the leader?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm not. I'm just not going to follow you.
That's back when you were star high school quarterback or what?
Yeah, before everything came crashing down.
I feel like I got stock in Joe Kemp.
All right, I appreciate that. Yeah, we're on the rise. Dad, help me out here. Come on.
Yeah, no. He's a stud, you know. ask him about the other 12 tattoos, not that one.
Oh, tattoo shame.
Are you moving to Vegas?
Yes, next Thursday.
Wow.
Yeah, I believe so.
And you're not shy when it comes to the old, maybe looking at a couple games and the lines. I mean, you fit into the segment, I'm saying.
A little bit, yes. I usually place my bets through Chappie.
Okay.
Just because he seems to have a little bit more established profile with these things. And, you know, there's guaranteed payouts and things of that nature.
Let his legs get broken.
Yeah. No, he's all legal. All legal.
Okay. Have you thought about a pick of the week for us? If you know, and I'm... We lead up to Chappie. We're building up to you, Chappie.
I mean, ultimately, I don't even know what Tulane's at, but they're an absolute wagon right now. So whatever they are, take them. They're playing Ole Miss.
Is a wagon good?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
They're getting 14 Ooh. Points.
Actually, I don't know. You might want to give me some time. That might be
good,
a little
though.
Light.
They
so,
look good.
Hey, Norm MacDonald died earlier this week. Don't know if you guys heard.
Man, Norm MacDonald was 61, Dan, and I just remember him because I'm 63. I remember him. He did the Bob Dole and Burt Reynolds impression were just spot on. I mean, that dude was very, very talented. It was very cool to watch him in the 80s and 90s, you know, same age.
Jake said on the air earlier this week that one of his big memories on Dad's weekend, you know,
yeah.
Those who have grown up in this situation, like me, understand what he means there. It means every other weekend you get to go to Dad's house and have the time of your life.
Yes.
That's what we did.
Everything in the video store is in play.
Amusement park. Yeah, he said, though, that Dirty Work was like you guys rented that movie more than anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, we did a lot of things. Yeah. Just shoot fireworks. We would do just about anything, but it all worked out. So.
Now, he also once told me that you guys, maybe you in particular, had a lifelong goal, and I don't know if you ever met it, of seeing Jerry Springer live.
I did. I did not get to see that, but I just think that would be, well, kind of like the first day I got on the radio out in Vegas with you guys, because I'd always wanted to do that. Springer, seeing that out there back in the day with Steve and, you know, all those people just going at it like a episode of Cops. Of course, that's the ultimate thing.
That's the lifelong dream.
Was that another big DVD rental or
VHS? Yeah,
oh, yeah.
We definitely.
Behind the scenes.
The Springer Uncensored.
Yeah, yeah, you almost got to wonder how the two, Jake and Joe, ended up halfway decent. I'm pretty sure it was Mike Swap. I mean, it didn't happen for me.
Yeah. So, I was just about to say, Patsy. You
know, listen to Joe just adding into it. I mean, come on, man.
He went 7-3.
I think you have good picks, for sure. We're not talking about that.
Yeah, we're talking about your child-rearing ability. But I don't know. They're all right. So should we do it? What was your pick last week?
Mine? It was Purdue minus 34.
That's right.
And
that worked out nicely, didn't it?
Yep. They won 49-0, and they're coming in this week against, as Jake said, the Irish. I think they're getting 7.5. That's going to be a pretty good game. I don't think Notre Dame.
They don't have their drum, though, you know?
No drum.
I don't know that Notre Dame's played their best game yet. They've looked a little shaky their last two, but I think they might have their hand. This isn't my pick, but I think they'll have their hands full with Purdue.
We need to lock something up.
All right, you ready for the lock?
Let's do it.
All right. I saw this game come out Monday, and I've been watching it ever since, and I'm really surprised the line hadn't moved on it. But, you know, with 0 week in college and then 1-2, and now you've got a couple of weeks in the book, at least starting off last night with the NFL, I kind of sort of got who I like and who I don't. And I saw this line out Monday, and I just said, man, something to me doesn't seem right, and it's Michigan State against Miami. Miami came out against Alabama. And, you know, you're going to lose against Alabama, but 44-13, the line was 19.5. They lost by 32. Last week they played Appalachian State. Good school, you know, obviously national championships in the smaller. 25-23 last week with Miami, so no cover there. It was 7.5. So I like Michigan in the 6.5. Their head coach, Mel Tucker, there's just a sense of urgency and hunger with that dude, man. I watched the game on Labor Day against Northwestern. The Spartans were able to show a bevy of defensive formations and personnel and units in both of their first two games. I like their quarterback, Peyton Thorne. I like the way it looks, so I'm going to take Michigan State plus the 6.5 coming into the Canes of Miami. So that's my lock of the week.
Lock.
The Sparty lock.
I didn't know. I thought Jake last week was saying you don't know anything about college football. And here you are.
He's been getting hot.
I have. Yeah.
He's been getting hot.
I mean, you know, you just got to ride the hand. And we don't do on the show here, we don't do overs and unders, which is another nice play. So, hey, can I leave you with one thing on my side?
I don't think we have a choice. Yeah.
One thing?
Oh, you have time. Okay. I did a little stat on first half betting. And, you know, KC's playing Baltimore this weekend. And I'm not saying bet it. I just want the P1s to hear this. KC versus Baltimore in the last three contests. KC has outscored Baltimore by an average of 13 points in the first half. I'm just talking a first half bet. And the first half bet is KC minus 2.5. So the last three outings, they have been 13 up on Baltimore at the end of the first half. And it's 2.5 minus 120. I'm not saying bet it, but if you want to take a look at a first half bet, that might be something.
So you can, I, I'm
See,
really
Dan doesn't know much about the gambling world. Like, this is how people make money. Like, you don't make money
first
just by
picks.
I'm going to bet the spread as they present it with no tees, no parlay, not betting over.
You have to look for these inside
quarter.
Things like that.
That's what you're looking for. Is it the half, the quarter, some specific player total, those sorts of things. Like, straight up betting spreads as they're presented is kind of a losing proposition.
I was at a Pee Wee game last weekend. I bet on two plays with a dude on the sidelines.
All right, Pops. I'll give you a call later.
See you later.
There he is, 7-3 champion.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival. Featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.